You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How can we live our lives in absolute purity? Find out in week 3 of our series, Uncensored.
We are on our third week, and this is the final series that we're going to talk about, the so-called Uncensored. And again, Uncensored is really about sex. I was in Guam 2 Sundays ago. The last time I was there was to help plant a church back in 1994. I was 24 years old, then I was single that time. And imagine after so many years, 20 plus years, then the church grew. And here comes the pastor introducing me. And the pastor says, here's Pastor Mark Constantino from the Philippines, and he's going to talk about sex. And really, you know, the people were kind of sex. So you import somebody from the Philippines to come over for this guy to talk about sex. But the reality is, after I preached the first Sunday and the last Sunday, there was an overwhelming response. And, you know, some people would approach me and say, Pastor, thank you so much. We never realized how great to talk about sex in church. Imagine, we never really talk about sex. We talk about finances. We talk about politics. We talk about so many things in church, but we never really talk about sex. And he said, thank you. Parang feeling ko naman, well, sure, thank you. You're welcome. Parang feeling ko naman, I did them a favor. But reality, they're also following our series in Guam. And so, I just like to say, as a disclaimer, all right, if you've come here for the very first time, this is something that we believe that we need to talk about, all right, because this topic is really hot. And I believe that it's not supposed to be talked about, not just in school, but all the more we need to talk about sex in church. For some of you who are kind of older, and you are maybe 40, I'm not 40, I'm 40, I'm 60 above, you're not used to talk about this in church, well, guess what? Later on, I'm going to show to you some surveys, what's happening in the world around us. And it's not right for the church to sit down and say nothing about this. If there are people who are so into it, and people who's really educated about it, it should be us, the church. And that's why it's high time for us to view sex based on God's view and not on the world's view. Are you here with me? Let me give you a summary as we start and end up the series. Sabi po natin 2 Sundays ago, we did talk about idolatry regarding sex. That it's only Jesus who we bow down to and worship, because sex can be a god. All right? There's a term which we call it deify. People deify sex. Meaning, all right, they never care less of any morals or values. Part of their lives is really about sex. And to them, it's okay because nobody taught them about the morality and the value of sex. So, but for us to talk about it with, like, your kids, who they'll know about it in the internet, I'd rather talk to my kids about sex. Are you here with me? So, at the same breath, all right, for the religious views, sex to them is like taboo. Ay, hindi pinag-usapan yan. Okay, pag ganyan mga, naku, malaswa yan. Hindi po malaswa ang sex. Alright? Because the second topic, which was last week, which Pastor Jerry did a tremendous job, Pastor Jerry, alright, did talk about the topic regarding authority, alright, that we did say that sex is God's gift. It is a gift from God. Actually, it's God who created sex. That's why sex should be done permanently, that God caused the husband and wife to be together for them to procreate. Because reality is, you'll never be here today if someone didn't have sex. Does that make sense? Wala ka ngayon dito, wala tayo dito pag hindi, kung walang sex. Hello? Parang tahimik nyo yata. Am I in the right crowd here, Pastor Jer? I don't think, babalik na lang akong Guam, alright? Sa totoo lang po, kasi nga, di ba, ginawa po ng Panginoon for procreation. At hindi lamang po yun. Ginawa ni Lord yun for permanence. Sex should happen inside the boundaries of marriage. 2 persons who are in covenant should really give in to sex. Are you here with me? Parang tahimik nyo ah. Hello? Nandiyan pa ba kayo? Parang tuloy. Parang, are you still there, guys? Are you guys okay? Hello, are you guys there? All right, all right. So we don't sensualize it. It's what the Bible says. So anyway, the point, that's why we tell the single people, if you're single, listen to me, don't give in to sex. Parang walang response. parang kalaban ako rito. Eh. Parang feeling ko. Parang, ano ba? To those of your single people, don't give in to sex. To those of you married people, get it on. Get it on. Take it from what the Word of God says. Why? Because God created sex in the boundaries of marriage. Are you getting this one? It's for men and women who are married. Smile naman kayo. Parang ganyan ang tingin niyo sa akin. Parang, Pastor Jerry, parang akong galing out of this world. Are you still okay there? Okay. Well, one thing, again, sex is good. Why? Because God created sex for pleasure. And God wanted every time a man and a woman who's married would have sex. Let me tell you, there's just a joy with God seeing both of them getting in together. Why is that? Because He created sex for pleasure. Are you here with me? Are you still okay there? Can we end this? Okay pa ba kayo? Okay, sorry. Parang mali yata yung sinasukan ko. Dapat nag-1 p.m. na lang ako. Oh, pwede po tayong tumayo lahat at basahin po natin ang salita ng Diyos. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 po, verses 1 to 8. Sabi po rito ng Bible, "Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you owe to walk," everybody say owe to walk, "and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more." Everybody say more and more. Verse 2. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Verse 4. That each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. Verse 7. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Verse 8. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. This is the word of the Lord for all of us this evening. Let's bow our heads right now. Lord Jesus, we ask your Holy Spirit to be upon us. I pray, Lord, that we will encounter you, that you will speak to us, that you will, Lord God, unveil your heart for every one of us. I pray, Lord God, that all the more you renew our minds, especially in this topic, that, Lord, truly the gift of sex comes from you. And I just pray for the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to minister to us, each and every one of us. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. And we welcome your Holy Spirit in our midst today. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Please take your seats. Okay. Why are we talking about sex the past 3 weeks? The reason why, because there is an ongoing battle for sexual purity nowadays. There's a sexual revolution that's happening. You know, I'd rather talk to my kids about sex than let them hear it outside my house. In fact, when I was talking to one of my sons, I was explaining how it goes. Why? Because daddy wants to train my child, hey, look, this is what the Word of God says. And so I was discipling him and training him and letting him know this is what it is. And you know how my son reacted when he first heard about this? He told Daddy, you're gross. I can't believe you did that. You're gross. You did that to mom 3 times and here we are. We're 3. You're gross, Dad. Think about that. At least Dad was there to talk to me about it. And he's a boy. He's going to be a man. In fact, he's a man. He's a teenager. He's going to be part of the Usapan Lalaki. And this coming Saturday, and I wanna encourage you men, if you're a man, am I talking to the men here? If you're a man, good. If you're a man, then we have a date that's going to be Saturday. It only costs $100. And this will revolutionize your life. If you're a woman, you have another date. Not another date, a date. Not the date yesterday, but a date with the women here in church. All right? And so this is real stuff. We're going to talk about men's stuff that you would only hear in this very place. Usapan lalaki po ito. No holds barred. Okay? Kaya nga, medyo tame po ako ngayon. Re-reserve ko na lang next Saturday. All right? For the men. But nevertheless, what am I saying? here's the survey, okay? Why we need to talk about this? Because there is an ongoing conflict. There's a battle for sexual purity. In fact, according to the 2013 Young Adult Fertility Sexuality Study, 1 in 3 Filipino-aged youth, 15 to 24, has engaged in premarital sex. The number is increasing, 14%. For almost 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago. This translates to what? 6.2 million youth have engaged in sexual intercourse before marriage. Aren't you bothered with that? And then we're not going to talk about sex here in church? Are we allowing that to happen? Are you allowing that to your kids to happen? That they're going to give in to sex before marriage? Then where's the church? Why are we here for? Is it not our responsibility to make a stand? That Edmund Burke says, when there's evil, the reason why evil triumphs, because good men sit down, they just sat down and do nothing. That's why there's a call for us to talk about this. And not just to talk about this, but to address this issue once and for all. In fact, according to Dean Michael Tan, one of the UP College professors in social sciences, says 1.4 million young mothers talk about kids having kids. What age are they into? 15 to 19 years old. Imagine their topic is what? Uy, ikaw rin. Uy, may baby ka na rin. Wow, sige. Ang pinag-uusapan nila about kids. Many people today grew up without the understanding of sex. And probably one time in our lives, we are like this. And that's the reason why we need to talk about this and make sure that we pass to the next generation the right way of having the understanding about biblical sex. Are you here with me? Here's a point. I just want to make it clear. As your pastor, the goal is for you to live in victory. The goal is not to condemn you. Never to condemn you. That's not the heart of Jesus. The goal is not to pinpoint and say, what you're doing? It's not that. The goal is for you to experience breakthrough, for you to be cleansed, for you to experience being set free and break free from this bondage that the enemy is out there to destroy it. God created sex, and Satan came to counterfeit what God created for good. That's why there's such thing called sexual perversion. But God created sex to be good. Why? Because it's a gift. Are you here with me? Question, is it necessary to live? Is it necessary to be sexually pure in a world of sexual perversity and sexual all this sexual thing that is promiscuous? Is it possible for us to hear people live in sexual freedom and say, I'm sexually pure? Is it possible? Yesterday, let me share to you a good news. February the 14th, one of ours, who attends Green Hills She got married. Some people say we're related. All right? But we're not. Yang Constantino. All right? Was married yesterday. Pastor Larry of our Greenwich Church. Okay? Wed them. And Yan Asuncion. And here's what they said. They're from our church. All right? In Greenwich. And here's what they said. They both saved their virginity until they got married. Well, yesterday they did. Sabi niyang ganon, sabi ni Yang, yun talagang clear intention namin, no to it. Kasi we want to honor our parents and we want to honor God. Well, sounds familiar. We want to honor God. Gusto namin na yung relationship namin, nabibuild din namin yung friendship. How many of you know that God deserves a clap offering today? He deserves a praise for that. Is it possible for men and women to stay virgin until they get married? They did. Woo! Not only Yang, sabi nila, dito sa church, lalo na sa Victory, di daw pwede pag-usapan ng mga showbiz personality. Sino may sabi sa inyo? Si Tony and fiancé Paul Soriano. Alright? Who have been together for 7.5 years, never broke her parents' rules about a midnight curfew. Young people, may midnight curfew. Si Tony, hindi nag-break na rules. Young people, hello. They have never traveled abroad as a couple because Tony's parents are against it. For Tony, love should be greater than your lust for each other. Natawa ako dun ha. Naniniwala ako na love should be unconditional. Hindi porket mahal mo ang isang tao, eh dapat ang condition mo ay dapat sexually compatible. I think love should be the strong foundation of marriage. Also, commitment and trust. How many of you know that God deserves a praise for that? Right? Not only Tony and Paul, even her close friend, Nikki Hill and Iya Villania. Showbiz, ha? Showbiz ang dating natin. Showbiz ang peg. Iya believes in remaining a virgin before marriage. Thus, Iya said she remained one until she married Drew Aureliano in January 2014. She admires Drew for respecting her wish to remain a virgin during all those 10 years they were together as sweethearts. Sabi nga ni Iya, Doon ko naman na-confirm na mahal niya talaga ako. He was very patient. Yes, I mean, it's easy now for me to say because we're married now. It's possible for us to be sexually pure in the midst of sexual revolution. In the midst where people give into sex just like that. Is that a good news? Is it possible for us to live sexually pure? Let me share to you the background of what we just read. It's the church in Thessalonica. In fact, let me just revisit what Pastor Romel shared during the first Sunday when Paul addressed to the Corinthian church regarding the issue of sex. Sabi ganun ni Paul, you gotta flee from sexual immorality. Sabi niya ganun, the food for the stomach and the stomach for food, everything's permissible but not everything's beneficial. He was addressing an issue to the Corinthian church because the culture in Corinth is what? Sexually pervasive. It's sexually prevalent. It's like eating in McDonald's. Like if they ask, oh, well, we're friends. You know, we're not even boyfriend and girlfriend. You want to have sex? Come on, let's do it. Ganun po yung Corinthian church. Kaya nga ina-emphasize ni Paul, sabi ganun ni Paul, hey look, God washed you. God cleansed you. You're not supposed to give in to sex because the body is not meant for sexual immorality but for the Lord. He was emphasizing why? Because there's this church who's really into sex. Yung po yung background ng Corinth. Naintindihan po ba natin? Kaya nga, ina-address ni Paul yun. Hey Lord, binago na kayo ng Panginoon. Hindi nyo na dapat ginagawa yan. The way you think, your lifestyle, everything should be done in order according to God's will and ways. On the other hand, the scripture that we read a while ago pertaining to the Thessalonica in Thessalonians in Thessalonica wherein, if you look at the whole background of this, actually there was no negative only when Paul addressed it that, hey, look, you got to work in order for you to eat. But the rest, he was saying, in verse 1, my brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. He was trying to tell the Thessalonians, guys, you've been living pure and holy. Keep it up. That's the right thing to do. Come on. Press on. Keep yourselves pure. Don't give in to the ways of the world. Don't give in to the Gentiles who do not know God. Since you know God right now, then to those of you who are married, guess what? You're going to experience sex like never before, but you press on. Separate yourselves from this world, but you continue to live sexually pure. Can we live in this generation to be separate from the world and be sexually pure? Is it possible for us to live the way God intends for us, for all of us? Can we really do it? I believe the answer is absolutely yes. We can be sexually pure like the Thessalonians. And here's how. You mean to say, Pastor Mark, even ako? Eh, hindi mo alam yung nangyari sa buhay ko. Hindi mo alam yung background ko. Eh, ako ganito ako eh. Alam mo ba yon? Eh, Pastor Mark, ito yung nangyari sa akin nung bata ako eh. Ganito na ako ngayon. Tapos, I could still be sexually pure? Well, hear me out. Here's what the Word of God say. Number one, we could live a life that is sexually pure. Why? Because it is to please God. That is our compelling drive to be sexually pure. Our greatest motivation in our lives, us, as men and women of faith, is to please God. Everybody say, please God. One way of saying pleasing God is to honor God. From last week's message, sex is pleasurable. Every time a man and a woman gives into sex inside the boundaries of marriage, God is pleased. In the same breath, if our desire is to please God, to be sexually pure, guess what? He'll be pleased with us. If we abstain from sexual immorality, then God is pleased. You know, when I arrived from Guam, my youngest son, started downloading on the things that happened to him in school. He would tell me, Dad, here's what I did. You know, I played basketball. I was able to take 3-point shot. Dad, you know what? In school, I had the score. You know, my score here went up. I had this. Dad. So I was trying. Ano kaya bang batong anak ko sa akin? Niisip ko. Yabang ba to? Parang, I don't think he's doing like yabang to me, but you know what? He wanted my affirmation. He wanted my approval. In other words, he wanted to please me. He's doing it to please me. And it just hit me. Lord, if our desire is to please you, whatever we do, Lord, it's possible for us to be sexually pure. Kaya nga po, ang basehan po dito sa church, it's not a matter of do's and don'ts, hindi forbidden or not forbidden. Bawal ba? Hindi bawal ang sex. Pinag-uusapan nga natin eh. Hindi bawal. The whole point is, are we given to sex? Let me ask you, single people, does that honor the Lord? Bawal, hindi bawal. You do whatever you want to do. But the question is, in your own heart, does it please God? 50 Shades of Grey? Wow, woo! It's cool, man. Did you watch that? Oh, you did? Here's my question. When you watch it, is God pleased? Is God honored? That's the whole point. It's not a matter of do's and don'ts. It's not a matter of putting ourselves in box. Bawal yan eh. Hindi na natin kailangan gawin. Uy, masama eh. Bawal na, hindi na pwede. Pwede kung kututusin mo. Pwede, di ba? Kasalanan eh. But the whole point is, does that honor God? Pag nagkasala ka? When you're looking at those movies, the last one, hubaran, does that honor God? Do you please God or do you please your sinful nature? You're pleasing yourself or you're pleasing God? If you're here today, I'd like to say, pornography doesn't please God. Pornography never pleases God. Sexual immorality never pleases God. Adultery doesn't please God. Homosexuality doesn't please God. Lesbianism doesn't please God. Living in together doesn't please God. It doesn't please God. It's not a question of do's and don'ts. And we're here to help you. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, so whether we are at home or in the body, we make it our goal. Make it our goal. God, my goal is to please you. It doesn't matter what the world will say. It doesn't matter what the pressure, how difficult it is, what the pressure, what people will say against me, thinking, ha, hindi ka na virgin? Ha, ganito ka na? Ha, hindi ka na naglalast? Ha, hindi ka na? Ha? Goal is, we got to train ourselves in the next generation. Why are we getting into a relationship? Does that honor the Lord? Does it please Jesus? Are you guys okay? Right. Di ako galit, ah. Okay. Secondly, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. This is the will of God, your sanctification. Sanctification means holiness, being set apart, okay? Being cleansed. That is, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his what? His own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Not in the passionate lust like the Gentiles. They don't know God. That's why they gave into sex. I understand. But for us to know God, the pathway for sexual purity is about knowing our God who is pure and who is holy. Hallelujah. It's possible for us to live sexually pure. Because we have a God who's holy. And God says, I am holy, so be holy. Don't do holy stuff. I am holy. Be holy. The pathway towards sexual purity is about knowing God. But Pastor Mark, wait a minute. You don't know me. You don't know my background. You don't know what I get into. Me? Doing the will of God? When Paul addressed Titus to lead the church in Crete, one of the things that he emphasized is the grace of God. And here's what he said in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. He said, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Praise be to God for his grace. Apart from his grace, we can't be saved, right? But do you realize the same grace, here it says in verse 12, let's read it all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. It teaches us to say, to ungodliness, worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. Well, my friend, you're not alone. You're here today because of the grace of God. You're here today because somebody that God used for you to be preached the gospel and for you to give your life to Christ. It's the same power for you to live lives that is self-controlled, holy, upright, godly lives, saying no to ungodliness and worldly passions. Is it possible for us to live sexually pure? Absolutely yes. By the grace of God working in us, we can overcome. Can you say amen? Abstain. Avoid it at all costs. And Brigham Young University recently conducted a large study of 2,035 married individuals aiming to determine which factors contribute to a happy marriage. One of the questions on the survey was, when did you become sexual in this relationship? Interestingly, the study found that the longer the couple waited to have sex, the better their marriage was. According to the study findings, couples who have waited till marriage to have sex had the following advantages. What are those? 22% of them had higher relationship stability. 20% higher relationship satisfaction. They don't have to look for someone else. 15% had better sex, higher sexual quality of their relationships. 12% have better communication. Here's the point. The grace of God can make you, transform you to live lives that is pure and holy. That we could say no. We could say yes to purity. Say no to impurity. Why is that? Because it's God's will for us to live pure and holy. Can I hear a big amen to that? It's God's grace. God's grace is evident. He's here with us. And He wants to let you know the same power for us to receive salvation is the same power for us to be transformed and live holy, godly lives in this present age. Sabi po sa verse 6. Let me go in number 3. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man to God, who gives his Holy Spirit. Number 3, God called us to be pure and holy. It's not just God's will for us to do things, for us to say no, but listen to this. Purity and holiness has nothing to do with what you do in order for you to be pure and holy. Purity and holiness has something to do with what God has made you. In other words, it's not what you do, but it's who you are. Do you understand this? That's why I do holy stuff. Why? Because I'm holy. God made me holy. I can't make myself holy. But through the power of God, His Holy Spirit, it's a matter of who you are. Ikaw yun eh. Yun yung ginawa ni Lord sa iyo eh. Pure and holy ka. Hindi ko kailangan gumawa ng isang bagay para sabihin ko sa sarili ko, i-prove ko sa sarili ko, pure and holy ako. Hindi ako bumigay. Hello. I can't. God already made you one. That's why we got to talk about this stuff. Do you appreciate that we're talking about this kind of topic? Yes, para mga 30 people lang. Thank you, ha? Okay, next week ulit. Salamat. Ito po sinasabi ng verse 6. That no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter because the Lord is an avenger. Alam mo, di ko malaman talaga eh. Kung sino ba talaga si Lord? Di ko alam kung si Spider-Man siya, si Thor, ko lang si Iron Man siya. Hindi ko alam ma-venture. Sorry. Lord, sorry. Okay. Ano lang? Commercial. Okay. Hindi makarelate yung mga 40 above, no? Tayo mga young people talaga, you know. Anyway, come this summer, don't worry, alright? There's another part 2. Okay. Sorry. Sabi po na ba? Labo. Muna. That no one transgress and wrong his brother. Alam mo po, sa ibang translation, sinasabi po, no one should take advantage or defraud brother or sister. Sa Tagalog, hindi natin pinapasakay. Are you getting this? Na tayo, kayang-kaya natin pasakayin, te-text mo siya, good morning, did you read your Bible today? Let me send you a scripture. You know what? We men and women, we have a tendency to know the people that we relate with, and sometimes we take advantage. We use money, we use our influence, we use charisma, we use even people who are in power, could able to use what they got in order for them to make pasakay eventually, they'll take advantage. Eventually, they manipulate. They dominate. And you know what the Bible says? The Lord is our avenger. That's why I want to talk to you men. Don't you ever, ever take advantage. Don't you ever do that. The Lord sees you. The Holy Spirit is there. He knows your intention. And some of you women, please be careful how to make... They seduce. For them to get their attention, women can use their bodies through words. Attention, why? Because they're taking advantage. Are you here with me? Sana hindi tayo ganito, hindi nagpapaasa tayo. Alam po ni Lord yan. And I was shocked one time when I heard about sex texting. Alright? And it blew me away. I don't know what's that. In my time, you don't even have text. And people sometimes, they have codes. You don't have to get into pornography just by mere text. There's a big difference between lust and love. Lust desires to gratify self at the expense of others. You lust for a person because you want to gratify yourself at the person's expense. But what true love is a desire to satisfy others at the expense of self. That's why God created sex in marriage. It's not a matter of lusting and getting. Sex is in the act of love that I give in order for me to satisfy you and not just for my own self-satisfaction. Folks, God has called us to be pure and holy. You can't control yourself. The grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit is there, our helper, to make sure that we live according to God's ways. And for the record, again, we're not here to condemn. We're not here to pinpoint to anybody. That's not our intention. Our point is for us to have an understanding what biblical sex is. At the same time, for us to know who you are, that you can overcome and make a stand and be a light and be an influence and be someone in this generation for God's glory. I want to end with a story in John chapter 8. When the woman was caught in adultery, when the Pharisees brought the woman with everyone there with Jesus, and he said to Jesus, the Pharisees, "Teacher, what about this woman who commits adultery? What are we going to do with her?" Jesus just looked at her and he said to them, "If any one of you here sins, or if any one of you doesn't sin, all right? Then, if you sin, then cast a stone. Anyone here?" They looked down. And guess what? One by one, the Bible tells us, starting with the older guys, they realized they sinned. And they went away, one by one, starting with the older ones, until there was no one to be found. So here's this woman left with Jesus. And Jesus asked the woman, it says here, "But when they heard it, they went one by one, beginning with the older ones. Jesus stood by and said to her, 'Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?' Jesus stood up and said, 'Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned me?' Verse 11. She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said, 'Neither do I condemn you. Neither do I. Go, and from now on, sin no more. Go and sin no more.'" Church, no matter how big your sin is, maybe you even are addicted to this, you're enslaved, you're in bondage, God can forgive you. God can cleanse you. God can take out the guilt. He wants to restore you. He wants to strengthen you by the power of His grace. And if you're here today, I just want to let you know, God can do that right here, right now. Sexual purity is possible because really it's the work of Christ. is the Christ work of grace in us. And God is not through with you yet. No matter how many sin you committed, God is able to purify and sanctify and able to restore you from this day on. No matter what, you can live pure and holy lives. Why? Because our motivation, we're here to honor God. We're here to please God. It is God's will that I live pure and holy. At the same time, I was called by God. He called me to be pure and holy. Can we just bow our heads right now? If you're here tonight, and you know you need to repent, it's not just being sorry. He never condemns, but He's there to forgive, to restore, to purify. Would you be honest before the Lord today and say, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. Lord, I blew it. It's between you and the Lord right now. I'm not going to ask you to lift up your hands. Maybe pornography, immorality, lesbianism, homosexuality, adultery, immorality. Either you're living in with someone, or you're into a relationship that is not right. God is not pleased. He never condemns, but He's there to reach out for you. Lord, here we are as one body, as one church. Lord, we repent from any forms of immorality, Lord. Lord, we desire to be sexually pure. Lord, I pray that you change our hearts. Our hearts desire. May we be the kind of men and women who will please you. We will not give in to pressure, but we will not give in to what others will say. But we will honor you. They will see that. We'll be men and women who will please and honor you. Lord, even today, I pray for your sanctifying work. Even as you repent right now, I believe the Lord is sanctifying. The Lord is cleansing you. The Lord is setting you apart once again. The Lord is purifying you. But would you make the decision to receive His grace, for you to be strengthened, for you to be worked out for? And He's doing such a work in you. Father, as one church, release your grace. Holy Spirit, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Take out any form of guilt and condemnation. But Lord, today we embrace your word that we will be men and women that will be pure and holy for the call of God. And so, Father, I pray that you release your grace today. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for your work of restoration. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do, Lord. Thank you for loving us the way we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus.